Artwork Newspaper Issue 215. Winter 2020-2021. Title, Hornell, From Camera to Canvas. And From Australia to Kirk Upright. Caption, an exhibition at the City Art Centre in Edinburgh charts the photographic origins of many of the painter's best-known works. Mary Gladstone, our South West Scotland correspondent, does some digging in the artist's town. Mention Kirk Upright, the artist's town in S.W. Scotland, and the name Ia Hornell springs to mind as he was possibly the artist most responsible for putting this community on the map, particularly during the late 19th century. Picture, Japanese women playing a shamisen, attributed to Tamam Yorikisuba. Before 1921, Yokohama Shashin Print, NTS. Edward Atkinson Hornell was born in 1864 in Australia, but he and his family returned to Kirkcudbright 2 years later. After studying art in Edinburgh, Hornell with William MacGeorge from Castle Douglas, attended the Académie Royale des Beaux-Arts in Antwerp, where their tutor, Charles Vallat, was renowned for his vigorous brushwork and adventurous colors. Painting, a Japanese musician playing a shamisen, Ia Hornell, c. 1921-25, oil on canvas, NTS. Although initially a naturalistic painter, Hornell, as early as 1885, introduced decorative elements to his paintings, as in Resting, the first of many works, depicting girls in a woodland setting. Hornell worked on this subject over the next 20 years, as did other Galloway artists like W.S. McGregor, Tom Blacklock, William Mounsey, James Guthrie and George Henry. Although his preoccupation with painting children might appear unhealthy to the modern eye, it's believed that he found in them a popular, lucrative theme. Early in his career, Hornell associated with the Glasgow Boys, the artists' group drawn to realism and painting country scenes en plein air. It was mainly through Hornell's vitality and charisma that Kirkcudbright became the favoured painting ground of several Glasgow boys. W.S. MacGeorge, Tom Blacklock, William Mounsey and Hannah Clark settled in the town, while George Henry, James Guthrie, David Gord and W.Y. McGregor paid frequent visits. Picture, a girl in Sri Lanka carrying a water jar, attributed to Ia Hornell, 1907, glass plate negative, NTS. From 1889 to 1895, Hornell, George Henry and David Gord, began a decorative trend in their paintings, resulting in their most original and controversial work ever. Henry and Hornell believed that expression in paint was as important as subject matter. They worked on trees and woodland, with low tones and a flattening of perspective. This practice, along with the introduction of winding streams, are two important elements in Japanese prints. In 1893, Henry and Hornell visited Japan. Since 1851, when the country opened its borders to foreigners for the first time in 200 years, Westerners became preoccupied with Japanese art and prints. The Glasgow art dealer, Alexander Reed, paid for the trip, and although their 13-month visit was a success, they discovered that Japanese art techniques had already become westernized and their opportunity for exploring the country was limited. By the late 1890s, Hornell realized he had to broaden his appeal, so line and form took precedence over pattern and color. Abandoning pure color, he concentrated on young girls in a decorative rural setting. As he was no great draftsman, Hornell used a camera instead of a sketchbook. On his death in 1933, the artist left a cache of photographic plates of young girls. These local children were chaperoned by Hornell's sister, Elizabeth, photographed by a Kirkcudbright professional, and the results served as the basis for the artist's paintings. Painting, Ceylon Water Pots, Ia Hornell, 1907-09, oil on canvas, NTS. Ia Hornell, from camera to canvas, the 7th of November, 2020 till the 14th of February, 2014, 2021, presented by the City Art Centre, Edinburgh and the National Trust for Scotland, is the first major exhibition in 35 years of E.A. Hornell's work. Cared for by the National Trust for Scotland at Broughton House, Kirkcudbright, Hornell's home from 1901 to 1933, the artist's collection includes 1,700 photographs, used for his paintings. He acquired them from friends, bought or took them himself at home or while traveling in Japan, Sri Lanka and Myanmar. Crucial to the development of his technique, this exhibition shows that from 1890, photography is present in every area of Hornell's painting. However, these compositions make uncomfortable viewing. While the Scottish girls are chaperoned, their Sri Lankan or Myanmar counterpart are represented in an overly intimate manner. Preoccupied with stereotypical Oriental motifs, the artist allows these girls little individuality, while in Kirkcudbright they are idealized. Although Hornell was one of the most adventurous artists of his time, he was undoubtedly a complex character. He drank heavily and after a long friendship with William MacGeorge, he fell out with him when his friend lectured him on his excessive drinking. William Mounsey, who married Hornell's sister, also quarreled with him. In spite of his fractiousness, Hornell's correspondence shows that he had a wide network of artist friends to whom he offered accommodation when visiting Kirkcudbright. Dorothy L. Sayers' detective novel, Five Red Herrings, 1931, about seven Kirkcudbright artists, is supposedly based on local figures with the curmudgeonly gown modelled on Hornell. Sayers once called on the artist at Broughton House, exiting quickly, complaining about his rudeness. He was admired rather than loved, and in later years, he served in local civic roles and in 1925 was appointed honorary sheriff substitute. By 1910, possibly due to deteriorating eyesight, his work became formulaic, but in his later years, he was more interested in his Burns and Dumfriesshire and Galloway library collection, which he paid for by selling his paintings. Locally, he was seen in his Love at green knickerbocker suit with monocle and, although intimidating, he could be kind and would leave his studio door open at night for tramps to take refuge in. In 1897 Hornell proposed a permanent gallery for Kirkcudbright, but the town had to wait until 2018 when his wish was granted, with the opening of the Kirkcudbright Galleries. This venue is a fitting tribute to a town that boasted, during the late 19th century, some of the most progressive and significant paintings to come out of Scotland, if not Great Britain. E.A. Hornell, from camera to canvas, the 7th of November, 2020 till the 14th of February, 2021, City Art Centre, Edinburgh.